our Roadhouse Friday Night Overpass show on TMSports.com. From the UIC Media Network, from the live to Triple R Roadhouse. On Metro 62 of Interstate 80 and the Clarion Mall, see their menu online. At TripleRRoadhouse.com, by All American Awards and Engraved. For just about anything or just about everything, either select them online at AllAmericanAwards2.com. By Clarion Toy, Clarion Place by the Power of Two. They're complete inventory online. 5-hour truck repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bauer. By Sandler's Insurance Agency, more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all of your insurance needs. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs, and the great brands you love. By Galbraith Furniture, having a price of quality furniture and commitment to service and satisfaction. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit card, no hassle, and for a save your money. Visit GRCellular.com. And by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, UA brings an affordable associate degree to your backyard. Visit online at UACA.org. And we welcome you into week number 5 of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on TNSports.com. I'm Dustin Hester, Chris Rossetti, and it's time to once again tonight, folks. Great to have you along tonight. All the scores on the recap on highlights for week number 5 of the 2013 high school football season. Chris, another week is under our belts here. The final three is, halfway through the final series. On this week 5 Friday today, so Chris, let's take a moment before we get to our first interview tonight, and let's go through the scores we have so far. Final score in this one, Sheffield 1-1, Powders 4-20. I better refresh, as I know you're working hard over there to keep things updated here. So here we go. Sheffield 21, Powdersport 20. Late score in that football game gave Sheffield a victory over Powdersport tonight in the AML North, a final score there. Port Allegheny loses to Otto Eldred tonight 12-0, also in the AML North. And in AML North play, it's Smethport 35, Cameron County 12. Actually, I think a update coming in on that one. 35-18 now is the score of that one. Smethport leading Cameron County 35-18. And that game just went final, as we're mentioning that right now. Smethport 35, Cameron County 18 is a final score. In the AML South, 4-0 against 4-0. Kane all over Kerwinsville tonight, 42-8. So Kane moves to 5-0, Kerwinsville down to 4-1. And pretty easy to see the top team in that AML South in the Kane Wolves tonight. Ridgeway 26, Brockway 20. That score with 3:53 to play in the third quarter. Of course, Brockway starting their games at 7:30, so that game a little bit behind all of our other ones tonight. District 10, Region 5, Dubois 59, Bradford nothing, a final score there. KSAC Large School Division, Brookville 20, Montauk 14, late in the fourth quarter. A final score here, St. Mary's 12, Punxsutawney 6. In the KSAC Small School Division, you have one there?
Yeah, Clarion Limestone 48, Keystone 13. That's noteworthy, Dustin, because most points by CL since 2004.
Wow.
They put up 57-04 against Union in a 57-12 win on 10-15 of 2004. Birthday of our own Andy Close, by the way.
Well, there you go.
And
trivia question for tonight.
Yeah, trivia question for tonight. But they're now up 48-13 in that game.
Okay, there you go. CL well on their way to the second victory of the season. Red Bank Valley defeats AC Valley, or actually leading AC Valley tonight, well on their way to a victory, 45-12. Midway through the fourth quarter. Final scores here in non-conference play. St. Joseph's Catholic Academy out of Bullsburg defeats Elk County Catholic 44-12. The Crusaders winless through 5 weeks of the season. Carson City 62, Franklin 7, a final in non-conference play. And Clearfield 49, Central Mountain 13. That also a final score. Last night, we did have the Autumn Leaf Festival Thursday night special game, as the Clarion area Bobcats defeated the Union Golden Knights 62-0, and that was your Thursday night final score from Clarion University's Memorial Stadium. And Chris, that score leads us right into our first interview tonight. The best part about this interview, Chris, is we don't have to go out on the GR Cellular hotline for this one, because we have him in studio with us, and it is our pleasure to bring in John Cadis from the Clarion area Bobcats. And John, got to ask you, this team is putting up the numbers, very impressive, but yet you guys are putting up a lot of points in the first quarter, in the second quarter of play. How does a team like yours that has aspirations past the KSAC title this year, a district title, and doing something in the state playoffs, how do you stay sharp whenever you and the rest of your starting crew isn't getting the entire 48 minutes on the field?
Well, first off, we just try and take it game by game and not look in the can't control what you can't look to in the future. You can only control what you can control Friday nights, and that's what we try and do week in and week out. And, I mean, yes, the competition really this year is, I feel like, a little bit down below is what it's been in the past, and I feel like my team and my coaching staff has done a great job this year preparing us all week long. I mean, starting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, watch a lot of film work during the week, and we know the tendencies, what we're going to get, matchups on the Friday nights whenever we come out and come together as a team and try and get the W. And
John, got to ask you too, I mean, talk about this offensive production that your team has put out there. It hasn't just been on you, the quarterback. It's, I mean, the offensive line, your backs, you have a whole stable of backs in the backfield that you can go to. Of course, Cody Hurst as one of your receivers, one of your favorite targets. Talk about the offensive production that you guys have been able to put out this season.
The offensive line is, we're all seniors this year, and I feel like we can pretty much manpower anybody out there. I mean, we have a lot of strong guys that can do a lot of pushing, and our line coach, Coach McLean, has done a great job preparing our guys and running them through the right drills at the proper times. And our backfield with Destin Strasser, Damian Slyke, and Ian Corbett. Damian and Destin provide the blocking pretty much, and Ian try and get in the ball outside, and he's very, very fast, and I think everybody's seen that. And Cody Hurst has done an excellent job. It's pretty nice having a receiver like him. He makes me look heck of a lot better than I really am. I throw the ball up, and he'll go get it, and he tells me that in the huddle. And at the tight end position, Ethan Straffen and Brendan Miller, they've both done a really good job stepping in. Ethan more of a blocking, and Brendan more of a pass receiver. So works out really nice. I feel like we're really stable on the offensive side of the ball.
John, just, you know, when you look at this team, and you look at what you guys are doing, and averaging 60.4 points a game, which is, you know, really unheard of. I mean, the district record is 47 point something or 46 point something, set by Port Allegheny last year. You know, you talk about staying sharp in practice and film watching and all that, but as a senior, as the quarterback, as one of the leaders on the team, do you find yourself trying not to look at some of the numbers you guys are putting up and just trying to just look at staying sharp and not paying attention to what the score is?
Yes, absolutely. Try and stay away from all the numbers and all the records that we are coming close to this year that we can maybe surpass this year. And, I mean, you just got to play the game. I mean, numbers mean nothing. The only thing that means anything are on Friday nights whenever we come out and take on the opponent that we have week after week. That's the only thing on the list is taking care of, whether it's this week, St. Mary's, whether it's Red Bank, whether it's Union. We take it game by game, and no matter who our opponent is, we're going to treat them like it's the biggest game of the week because that's the game that we're playing.
You know, you talked about, you know, film watching and stuff, and I know that you guys are using a program, and I may get into a little detail for our audience, but you're using a program called Huddle, which allows you to do things like watch the film on your phone and stuff like that. I've talked to Coach Weiser a little bit about it, but I want to get a player's perspective. How cool is that to be able to, you know, do your game study wherever you're at, whether it's on your iPad or your phone or your computer or anything like that, not always have to come into the school to do it?
Yeah, it makes it really convenient. I mean, if you're sitting there bored and just pull out your phone and watch some film, I mean, and Coach Weiser's done an excellent job. He's not the greatest man out there with technology, but he's done an excellent job getting that together. And he sends us emails and telling us when the latest updates are in, and then the whole team gets on and watches the game. And, like, on Friday nights we play the game and it's over by 9:30, and the game's already on there by 10 o'clock at night, so we can sit there and watch by the time we have our Sunday film session together, we all know what to expect going into Sunday night.
Well, John, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for stopping in tonight. And we certainly worked out pretty well for us, I guess. You got to play on Thursday night. We got to bring you in here on a Friday. And we certainly wish you the best of luck the remainder of the season. The Bobcats rolling right now. And we hope it's able to continue for Clarion area this year.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was John Cadis, quarterback for the Clarion area Bobcats, the 5-0 Bobcats. They were a winner last night over Union in the Autumn Leaf Festival special, the Thursday night game at Clarion University's Memorial Stadium, 62-0 last night. When we come back, we'll recap the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard, but right now we'll step aside for our first time out. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up?
No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Churchill went in. Last I said, it was 4-1.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here at DiSports.com. Part of the Explore Your Town Media Network. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti with you. It's great to have you along on week number five of the high school football season. We'll be heading out to the GR Cellular Hotline in just a moment, but for right now, we take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. And being updated as we speak, Chris Rossetti is on the update right now. Don't forget, you can see this All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard all night long on D9Sports.com. Just check it out and go to the football page and the in-game score. Sheffield 21, County 20.
Oh, yeah.
Final score there. Ottawa Eldred 12, Port Allegheny nothing. Smithport 35, Cameron County 18. Those are all finals in the AML North. In the AML South, Kane 42, Kerwinsville 8. Ridgeway 26, Brockway 20. That's about midway through the fourth quarter. In District 10, Region 5, Dubois 59, Bradford nothing. Kasak Large School late in the fourth quarter. Brookville 20, Montauk 14 looking forward to finding a final score on that one. St. Mary's 12, Punxsie 6, a final there. In the small school division, CL 48, Keystone 20, 2:43 to play in the fourth quarter in that game at Keystone. Red Bank Valley 45, AC Valley 12, a final score there. Non-conference action, three final scores to pass along to you. Clearfield 49, Central Mountain 13. It was Carin City 62, Franklin 7. St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 44, Elk County Catholic 12. Those are your final scores in that one. And like we said, in the AML South, it was Kane 42, Kerwinsville 8, and it's time now to head on on the GR Cellular Hotline, and we talk with the head coach of the Kane Wolves, Todd Silfies. And Todd, you know, last week we were talking about that game with Brockway and highlighting how Kane's coming into that one 3-0, Brockway 3-0, you're down 31-14 in that one, come back, win 35-31. And this week, we were billing this one as the big one this week, 4-0 Kerwinsville against 4-0 Kane. And you guys certainly didn't have any trouble tonight with the Golden Tide. So, Coach Silfies, got to ask you have to be pretty proud of the guys tonight with a 42-8 victory over the Kerwinsville Golden Tide to move to 5-0.
Yeah, extremely proud of the entire squad. It was a great team effort, assistant coaches included, putting together a great game plan for tonight. The guys came out of the gates firing and didn't look back, so very proud of them.
Kevin Clear, 216, at least the numbers that we have unofficially here, 13 of 16, 269, four touchdowns. Talk about Kevin's night tonight. That's efficiency right there. I mean, going 13 of 16, you can't ask for much better than that.
No, you really can't. And, I mean, we knew Kevin was kind of a gunslinger coming into the year, so his ability to be efficient throughout the season has been kind of a pleasant surprise for us. But he's played great, and he'd be the first one to tell you that the offensive line getting time tonight. And we kind of knew if he had time, he's going to do some great things. So he had an excellent night, and big thanks to his offensive lineman for that.
Todd, Chris Rossetti here. After the come-from-behind win against Brockway last week, you had to be pleased with the way your team just came out and put this game away early.
Yeah. I mean, and Brockway is a great squad, but we were pretty flat last week. And so we wanted to come out of the gates firing and proud of the way that they did that, obviously. And it was a different opponent. And Kerwinsville's done great things, too. But they want to run the football, and we had a game plan to stop the run tonight, and we were pleased with that. And offensively, we took advantage of some of the things they gave us.
You know, how does this team compare to your team in 2007, which went to the Class A semifinals in the state?
I think I was a part of that team as an assistant coach, and that was a great football team. I mean, they did things that had never been done in Kane before. And I hate to draw comparisons. I mean, we're athletic, we're fast. They were athletic, they were fast. And it's early in the season yet. I mean, we're 5 weeks in. But we're certainly pleased with what our guys are doing right now. But comparisons, I mean, they're very similar, similar football teams.
Coach, you know, we take a look ahead to the next few weeks here. You have an Elk County Catholic team that's been struggling. You made it through, I guess, and not that, I mean, I know you're a coach. You're going to look at it one game at a time, but you have to feel good about getting through these last two games. I mean, anytime you have to go back-to-back weeks and your guys have to go into it with, and we in the media, we like to hype things up a little bit more than maybe the guys do and maybe the coaches do. But, you know, hey, 3-0 against 3-0, now 4-0 against 4-0. Is there a little bit of a weight off the shoulders to get through that little mini portion of the schedule and moving on here, or I guess does the nose stay to the grind the rest of the way through?
I would say, you know, you're right in the fact that, that things get hyped, but I mean, you're not the only ones, but you know, we appreciate all the coverage that you give us, and the hype stuff is natural. That comes, you know, I think at the beginning of the year, when we start talking about, you know, things we want to accomplish, it's no secret in the AML. I mean, it's Brockway and Kerwinsville. And so, you know, if you defeat Brockway and you defeat Kerwinsville, you put yourself in a pretty good spot. We're certainly taking it one week at a time and focused on ECC next week. But yeah, I mean, if you want to be considered to be a good team in the AML, you have to beat Brockway and you have to beat Kerwinsville, because those are the two strongest programs in the AML since they came into the AML when I was a sophomore in high school.
Well, it looks like you might have to start worrying a little bit about Ridgeway, too, because midway through the fourth quarter there, they're beating Brockway tonight 26-20. So that Ridgeway-Johnsonburg co-op seems to be starting to hit on some cylinders. And anytime you put two schools like that together, eventually you got to figure it's going to add another pretty good football team to the mix.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ridgeway and Johnsonburg both are two big-time football towns and football schools, and we knew Ridgeway was good. They didn't have to do what they're doing tonight to prove that to us, but they've got a great football team, and so, you know, they're down the road a couple weeks, but we knew Ridgeway was going to be tough. You know, there's no real easy games in the AML South.
Actually, I want to update that score now. It's now 34-20 Ridgeway with 5:30 left in the fourth quarter there. But I know that that's not over, because if anybody knows a game's not over, it's you guys after last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, they're dealing with some tough stuff in Brockway right now, and my heart goes out to that entire community at this point.
Well, you guys more than anybody know how that is, considering what happened up there earlier in the year.
Yeah, we do. And our community's, you know, kind of rallying around everything that's going on with our football program from top to bottom, and it's great to be a part of that healing process if we can. But you know, we're still feeling it here as well.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate your time once again. Very excited to have you on. Second time we've had you on so far this season, and look forward to talking to you again as the season progresses here, and maybe making your way into the District 9 playoffs as we're halfway through the year. Great win tonight. Congratulations to you.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us on, or having me on, and keep up the good work. We really appreciate what you guys do.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate the kind words. Thanks again to head coach Todd Silfies of the Kane Wolves. The Wolves tonight, big winner over Kerwinsville. Final score there was 42-8. It was 4-0 against 4-0 coming in, battle for the AML South, and Kane comes away with the easy victory tonight. Chris?
Do we want to do a quick update of the scoreboard, or do we need to get a break, Dustin?
I'll tell you what, make it happen, and then we'll go.
Okay. The All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard shows from tonight in the AML North, Sheffield 21, Caldersport 20. That's a final score. Big win there by Sheffield. Sheffield now has a legitimate shot of winning the AML North. No question there, Dustin. Dustin's over there coughing. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, my three-week-long cold is still attacking me. Go ahead.
Otto Eldred, 12, Port Allegheny, nothing. The Gators' struggles continue, especially offensively. Thought maybe they'd gotten some things turned around last week, but obviously not. Smithport, 35, Cameron County, 18. Smithport and Sheffield are both unbeaten in the AML North at 2-0, and you've got to figure the game coming up there here in a couple weeks against those two is going to just be huge. In the AML South, we just got done talking about this one. Kane, 42, Kerwinsville, 8. It was a battle of unbeatens that didn't really turn out that way, sort of like the Clarion and Carn City game of a couple weeks ago. Kane and Clarion and Clearfield, I think, are heads and shoulders above everybody else in District 9.
Yep.
Ridgeway 34, Brockway 20. That game had 5:30 to go in the fourth quarter the last time we got a score update. Final score, Dubois 59, Bradford nothing. Probably, as Andy Close put it earlier, not a huge mismatch of 2-2 and 2 teams, although Bradford's 2-2 because of forfeit. Well, we might talk about that a little later on. KSAC, large school division, final score, Brookville 20, Montauk 14. The Raiders rally to win that game. St. Mary's 12, Punxsutawney 6. In the KSAC small school division, Clarion Limestone 48, Keystone 20. Most points by the Lions since 2004. So congratulations to CL. They've also matched their win total of the last 3 years combined in the last couple of weeks here. So way to go, Lions. And shout out to Davey Eagleton, who's doing a great job there.
Yep.
Red Bank Valley 45, AC Valley 12. The Bulldogs' rebound season from that terrible year they had a year ago continues. They're now, geez, Dustin, what are they now? They are They are 3-2 overall, 3-0 in the KSAC Small School Division. They're keeping pace with Clarion. There's a game coming up in a couple weeks that's going to be for that KSAC Small School Division title. I think that game's in Clarion this year.
I think you're right.
Also, non-conference, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy, 44, Elk County Catholic, 12. Carn City all over Franklin, 62-7, and Clearfield, 49, Central Mountain, 13. Also from Thursday night, in case you missed it, Clarion all over Union, 62-0. The Bobcats now averaging 60.4 points a game through five games.
That was the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Time now to step aside for our local stations carrying the show. We will be taking our break here. We will follow it immediately with an opportunity for our local stations to identify themselves, and then we'll get right back into it at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. So again, we will step aside for a timeout, come back, and allow our stations to identify themselves, and then it'll be time to talk with Josh Funk, or at least we're scheduled to meet with Josh Funk. We'll see if we're able to talk to him or not at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Filler up?
No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Let's pause 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Triple R Roadhouse, Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse. Stop at 62 minutes to leave in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Grace, you can get just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanAgency.com. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy duty truck repair from Bauer. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their facility inventory online. By Carlin Tire, for all your tire needs to break through your life. By Savannah's Insurance Agency, for the 6th Street, and the property of I-Pride, and for all your by Galbraith Furniture, for better prices, quality furniture, and committed to your work, and satisfaction, and maintenance. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money at GRCellular.com. And by the education and sourcing of the Upper Island Games, the U.S. makes it affordable, just look free to your backyard. Visit online, cua.org. And this segment of the show tonight is brought to you by CUA Class Drop in Your Backyard through interactive community access for 6 seconds. And CUA for education and sourcing of the Upper Island. And welcome back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. I'm D9Sports.com. I'm Mike McPherson. So great to have you on. Already a great show so far. As we've gotten through the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard a couple of times, we've talked to Detective Todd Schulte of the Cape Bulls, big winner from the Cape Bulls, and of course, the guest in the studio tonight, the quarterback of the Prairie Area Bobcats, Brad Field, who is joining us for the Bobcats for last night, 5-0 after a 62-0 victory over the Golden Knights last night, the Autumn League Festival special Thursday night game. Take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard before we get to our next interview. And actually, I misspoke as we led into the top of the hour here. But I'll leave it as a surprise as who it's going to be. AML North saw Sheffield beat Countersport late, 21-20. Sheffield a late touchdown in that one in the final 6 minutes of that game to take the victory over Countersport tonight. And that's a big one as we look at the standings later on in the show. Otto Eldred, 12. Port Allegheny, nothing. Smethport, 35. Cameron County, 18. Final score in those three football games. In the AML South, we already mentioned it, battle of 4-0 against 4-0, saw Kane beat Kerwinsville 42-8. Late in the fourth quarter, Ridgeway 34, Brockway 20. Bit of an upset in that game, or a surprise, if you will, that Ridgeway-Johnsonburg co-op defeating Brockway, or leading Brockway, I should say, 34-20, 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Do you know they haven't beaten Brockway since 1999?
I'm not surprised you know that now, though, or at least able to look it up.
I'm gonna shout out, and by the way, that's now 40-20 with a minute 56 to play.
Okay.
And I'm gonna actually give that credit to Greg Reedy of the Ridgeway Record, who just tweeted that out. Usually I'm gonna take credit for that sort of stuff. Greg Reedy of the Ridgeway Record, Reedy G3, if you're on Twitter at Reedy G3, gets a lot of credit for that one. Yep. Because he just tweeted that. I had no idea, to be truthful.
And he's been great. He's been great for us this year, and we send out a big thank you to him and a big shout out to him
to
tonight.
20. Wow.
How about that one?
That's an upset.
District 10, Region 5, Dubois 59, Bradford nothing. Kasak Large School Division, Brookville 20, Montauk 14, St. Mary's 12, Punxsutawney 6. In the Kasak Small School Division, Clarion Limestone 48, Keystone 20, Red Bank Valley 45, AC Valley 12. Last night, Clarion 62, Union nothing. In non-conference action, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 44, Elk County Catholic 12, Clearfield 49, Central Mountain 13, and Carton City 62, Franklin 7.
That leads us to our GR Cellular hotline, where we've got Tyler Keppel, the quarterback of the Carton City Gremlins, on the line. Hey, Tyler, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. You had yourself quite a night tonight. Five touchdown passes, kicked a 37-yard field goal in that big 62-7 win over Franklin. Outside of the Clarion game where things just didn't seem to go your way in week two, you guys have been hitting on all cylinders this year.
Like you said, things have been working on all cylinders. Everything's been clicking. We've been having good practices, and that leads to good play on Friday nights.
You know, one of the things that amazes me the most about your team is the ability to I just lost my thought process. Sorry, Tyler. is the ability of so many players to contribute. You had five touchdown passes tonight. I saw your sister tweeted out that somebody had five touchdown runs, I think, tonight, or scored five touchdowns. That was Dakota Mooney had five touchdowns for you guys tonight. Scored. Just talk about the ability to have so many players help out. There's not one player that anybody can ever just concentrate on your team.
Right. It's a big help because, just getting more people in the game, you get some fresh people in, and that helps out because that means the players that are in at the time can go as hard as they can for that set amount of plays, and then you rotate the other people in and gives them a break and a chance to recover. And we're just, we're lucky to have a lot of threats.
You guys are a Class AA team, and I know you're not thinking ahead, 5 or 6 weeks down the road, but, wow, do I see something that's starting to brew that would be fantastic, and that'd be a championship game rematch between you guys and Kane. And last year you guys won that in dramatic fashion. You threw a touchdown pass. Was it to Logan Maroney or was it to Dakota Mooney?
Mooney.
It was Dakota Mooney.
That was a fantastic game a year ago. Is there any thought process there? Or is it just worrying about next up?
Our main focus is, the next week. But we have our eye on Kane. We look up their scores and see what they've been doing. But it's 1 week at a time for now.
Next week's a pretty big week down there at Carton City, I understand. Jim Kelly's supposed to be in the house. That has to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, that will be exciting.
For folks that don't know, Jim Kelly's an East Brady graduate, but now East Brady and Carton City are together as one school. Dustin, I got a question. With Tyler on the phone here, you're a Union grad. How in the world did you guys let Carton City get East Brady?
there have been a lot of different athletes that have made their way to Carton City. It's kind of like there have been times where I wish Union would almost try to take the East Brady area back in. Being a Union graduate, now I've become a little bit more indifferent toward that aspect of things the farther I get away from graduating from high school. But there have been a number of really, really good athletes in that East Brady area that would have looked really, really good in blue and gold, and a lot of Carton City folks would disagree with me. They would probably say the purple and yellow look great on them.
Probably the guy on the phone with us disagrees. Isn't that right, Tyler?
Yeah, I disagree with that one.
Now, you're from Chicora, so you would have been Carton City either way, correct, if I'm not mistaken?
Correct.
Yeah, so, hey, congratulations on a great season so far, and good luck as you go down the road, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you somewhere along the way as we continue. I appreciate you taking the time tonight. I know you guys are on your way back probably from Carton City or from Franklin tonight, or at least getting ready to leave, so I appreciate you taking your time with us tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
Again, that was Tyler Keppel on the GR Cellular Hotline, the quarterback for the Carton City Gremlins, the GR Cellular Hotline. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. They just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. A couple minutes here before we have to step aside for a timeout. As we take a look further on in the show, Chris, we are scheduled to be joined by Josh Funk, the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News. I think we'll probably put Andy Close off as far as we can in the show tonight. Oh, wait, no, there's Andy. He's in studio with us tonight. Oh, no, we're not going to be able to do that tonight, but oh, well.
Andy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Wait, was his mic on?
Yeah, I wasn't going to let him talk at all. I don't know where this hatred of you or whatever that has supposedly come about with me towards you, but But ever since that week that we pushed you and pushed you back and then shoved you off the air, I guess I have to go with it now. But I do actually like Andy. Now his microphone's on, so he's allowed to speak if he wants.
Well, thank you, Dustin. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's not Rich Rhodes is the guy that we just keep pushing off.
Yeah, it really is. So, hey, we're going to step aside and take our time out. Now we'll bring on Josh Funk, the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News. And maybe Andy Close gets to talk sometime in the next 50 minutes. We'll see. That'll keep you tuned in to find out what happens. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse McLaren and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gail Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gail Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gail Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Buffalo Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Sports.com, part of the Explorer Town newspaper. Chris Rossetti with you. Andy Close with us as well tonight. 3/4 or 75% of the D9Sports.com team is here tonight. Rich Rhodes, wherever you are, we are thinking of you this evening. But you're not here with us, so we'll move on. Hey, it's time to quickly head out on the GR Cellular Hotline. But before we do, let's actually take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. And we'll start in the KSAC Small School Division as CL beat Keystone tonight 48-20, Red Bank Valley 45, AC Valley 12. In non-conference play, St. Joe's beat Elk County Catholic 44-12. It was Carson City 62, Franklin 7, Clearfield 49, Central Mountain 13. KSAC Large, Brookville 20, Montauk 14, and St. Mary's 12, Punxsutawney 6. District 10, Region 5, saw Dubois beat Bradford 59-0. That's the game Andy was at. He traveled across Interstate 80 and caught up with us here in the EYT Media Studios. In the AML South, it was Cade 42, Kerwinsville 8, Ridgeway 40, Brockway 20, and in the AML North, it was Sheffield 21, Countersport 20, Otto Eldred 12, Port 0, Smethport 35, Cameron County 18. All right, guys, time to take it out. It's on the GR Cellular Hotline and talk with Josh Funk, the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News. We start by playing, where in the state of Pennsylvania is Josh Funk this week? A brilliant prediction on my part last week, I thought, in predicting that he wasn't there. So I'm predicting this week that Josh Funk has come down with a terrible illness and is laid up on his couch this evening and can barely speak. So, Josh, am I right?
My voice is totally fine, Dustin.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
I was not able to make it to a game this week because we had in my department of work, we had three guys, and I was always able to have off a little bit earlier during the week when we had the other guy to, kind of balance things out. He voluntarily quit on Wednesday, so I was not able to get off of work as early. So I took a detour to the Bloomsburg Fair, and I'm in the process of trying to fight off a food coma after two cheesesteaks, a tub of fries, and Core Brothers frozen custard.
Josh.
Where do we go from here?
Josh, so you're not working this weekend, right?
I'm actually working, I'm working tomorrow, but the game I was going to cover was switched from 7 p.m. to 1 p.m., so I'm actually not out there to game this weekend.
Josh, as a proud Clarion University alum, I'm really kind of disappointed that you're working and not at Autumn Leaf Festival.
Oh, well, I totally forgot about when Autumn Leaf Festival was happening this year. I totally did. I'm sorry. That's all I can say.
Josh, I got to be honest with you. That's no good, man.
Well, all I can say about that is it's hashtag Andy's fault.
I believe a little context might be in order there.
We don't have time to context that one now.
Yeah, we have a break coming up in 12 minutes. I don't think it's going to fit in time.
No, that's not fitting in 12 minutes. So, Josh.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into a little bit of a debate this week, I think.
Okay.
You have Clarion ranked 10th in the state, tied for 10th in the state.
Yes.
They're averaging 60.4 points a game. The Bourne Power Index has them ranked number one in the state.
Uh-huh.
And the Bourne Power Index, for people who don't know, is actually a fairly accurate measure of how, and I don't think they're number one in the state. We're not going to go there. But I think that it's about time that Clarion gets a little bit more respect than 10th in the state.
Well, the Bourne Power Index is meaningless to me, actually. I've never used it at all. So, it's one of those things where people can have their indexes. I use the FBDI, the Funk Ball Dome Index. And, that's a spinoff of Dick Vitale, if you ever heard him during March Madness with his Vitale's Ball Dome Index. But, there's enough respect there being in the top 10. It's always hard. If any district that's going to crack the top 10 anywhere in the state, it's going to be in Class A. There's a lot more depth there, a lot more quality of football teams. The only thing is, I ask myself, when every team ahead of them wins, do I do it like the BCS? Do I move them up for, the high margin of victory? They had the big win against Carson City in week two. Their next big game is going to be Red Bank Valley. I'm assuming that was last night. It's one of those things where, if the teams ahead of them are winning, Do I leapfrog? Do I not? You know, where do I go? It's tough to you know, determine that every week, and obviously not everyone's going to agree with every slot. The Born Power Index can say whatever it wants to, but I've never referenced it, and feel that it's totally meaningless when it comes to doing state football rankings.
Josh, do you base any of your ranking off of what Port Allegheny did last year in District 9 as opposed to what Clarion's doing this year, and base any of that off of strength of schedule?
I don't base it on reputation necessarily. I mean, Port was an honorable mention preseason, you know, in part for their recent run with Matt Bodimer and the and their fantastic and prolific air raid offense the last 3 years. Clarion, you know, the preseason HM with a lot, what they had coming back from a 12-1 team. You know, District 9 has been consistently, in the state semifinals. I mean, not until recently with Port, but before Port it was Kane. But, there's been reason to, give District 9 some credence. And, you know, yeah, the history is, not always on its side with some of the matchups that they draw, but, there's respect there from, you know, some of the previous reputation of teams that have come before. And that does play in part, Andy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I was going to say, Josh, I mean, it's the only way you could justify having Clareton still in the top five after what happened to them last week.
You know what, Chris? I've been getting killed with Clareton.
Well, you should, and honestly, I love you, Josh. And you know that. We're only having some fun with you. We're having some fun with you tonight. But Josh, Clareton was ranked ahead of Manassas. Manassas beat Clareton by 20. They have the same record. If I'm a Manassas fan, I'm probably a little miffed at that too.
If I'm a Manassas fan, I mean, what do you want to do? The team that beat Clareton, I'll tell you this honestly, the team that beat Clareton after 66 straight wins was not going to leapfrog them in the rankings because it wasn't like they won the WPIAL championship. That's basically what it comes down to. Until someone dethrones Clareton in week 13, or Clareton gets dethroned before then, or loses again, they will drop justifiably. But one loss is not going to, any team could end a win streak. You know, it could have been, say Fort Cherry had done it, Fort Cherry would not have jumped Clareton. Manassas not going to jump Clareton. California would not have jumped Clareton, and that's probably where some of the Bears' weaknesses were exposed. They hit some big plays against Cal the previous week before Manassas. They really struggled. They had some penalties in that, but they didn't seem like it had any offensive flow. But the team that ended the streak was not going to jump ahead of them. If another team beats them, then everything will level itself out.
Hey, in all honesty, Josh, the fact that we do basketball rankings in District 9 and football rankings as well this year, we know how tough of a job it is, and we're just having a little bit of fun.
I love sharing my rationale, too. You know, it's fun because I love how people have, you know, their theories and how they would do it, and I love that it's one man's opinion, and, you know, we can debate this and have fun with it. I'm not, like, defensive or mad or anything.
No, you're not. You're taking this in good spirit, and we appreciate that. I mean, what you're doing for the state of Pennsylvania football is fantastic, and we wouldn't be doing our jobs as a little bit biased District 9-wise, I'd say.
You have to appeal to your listening masses. There's no question. I mean,
speaking of appealing to our listening masses, a team that you really probably should start paying attention to is Kane. What they did to Kerwinsville tonight, Josh, was beyond impressive. 42-8. You know, those were two unbeatens, and it wasn't even like they were unbeaten together. I mean, you know, game was over by halftime. It was mercy rule by the half. So, I know some people are tweeting at us that they're not getting any respect, but it sure the heck isn't from us that they're not getting any respect. There's a good football team up in Kane.
You know, talk to a couple of the other ranking outlets that do state rankings. I know I slipped Kane into AHM after they rallied to beat Brockway. I mean, that's an impressive win. And you talk about, you know, how do you respond after an emotional victory, not only an emotional victory, but come from behind, you know, where you're down by 17 in the second half and they rally for a big, big 35-31 win. Well, I mean, that's a statement right there, 42-8. This is not a team that's just going to, oh, we beat Brockway. Good job. You know, good job, good effort, guys. Let's pat ourselves in the back and, you know, make it be a cakewalk the rest of the way. I mean, they just come out and dominate tonight. Impressive for Kane. I mean, is this their best team since 2007?
You know, by far.
The results are speaking for themselves and showing the answer is obviously yes. And, in double A, I know, unless I slipped them into a tie for 10th at some point in the season, You know, I'd love to see them play Carson City. I would love to see them play Carson City. I think that's the matchup that everyone in District 9 AA is going to have circled, you know, as we get towards, November in the playoffs.
And those really two teams appear on a collision course, barring anything unforeseen happening in AA.
Hey, Josh, speaking of things, you know, I know we're talking about Clarion here a little bit, but averaging 60.4 points a game through 5 weeks, have you ever seen or heard of anything like that?
The closest, I mean, to that would have been Jeanette back in 07 when they scored the state record 860 points in 16 games. That was an average of 50, I believe it was a 54, 55 points a game average.
54 something. I looked it up last night.
54, okay. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You talk about Aliquippa last year, they scored 760 points, a full 100 off Jeanette's pace of 5 years ago. And Aliquippa was averaging 49 points a game. You're talking about a team that's averaging a basketball number. I mean, that's a high-scoring high school basketball.
The football team may out-average the basketball team at Clarion Area this year, and that's nothing against the basketball team, which has been half-decent over the last few years, but the football team may outscore the basketball team this year.
Yeah, which is remarkable. I mean, you're talking about your high-end high school basketball teams that average in the 60s and the low 70s. I mean, that's impressive for high school playing 8-minute quarters. But, it really is when you talk about 60.4 points a game, well, then the questions start being asked. One, how good is the team? Obviously, they're good. They've got a real good dual rushing threat there with Damian Slyke and Ian Corbett. How good is the competition? Well, I mean, we saw what they did when they played Carr City, who was one of the early prohibitive favorites in District 9 AA. Now we've got to throw Kane in the mix. But a mercy rule victory over Carr City, you know, Red Bank Valley much improved. They're not going to be a slouch, you know, for Clarion to face, but the question is, okay, they're playing the teams, they're taking care of business, doing what they got to do, they're beating the teams they should beat soundly, and then some. I mean, we're talking about what they've already topped 60 points what three times in the first 4 weeks.
Well, they've got 60. They've actually done it four times in 5 weeks. 62 in each of the last 3 weeks. 70 in week one against Clarion Limestone, who now is actually turning around and starting to beat some people. So. It's a combination of, yes, the league in some regards is down, but this team is really, really good. And I think they're playing a tougher schedule right now than Port Allegheny played up to this point last year, Andy.
Yeah, I think there's no question.
I would agree with you about that. I'd agree with you about the strength of schedule right now, Chris, for Clarion versus Port of a year ago. And that's no slouch to Port. Port plays who they're assigned. Same with Clarion. I mean, and this is another thing, too. Even if there may have been, you know, a difference here between the haves and the have-nots in the state. You know, we see a lot of wide margins, like 274-7 scores in the WPIL last week, and it's 80-0. I mean, the Beth Center became the sixth team, I believe, since 1952 in the Whitfield to score 80 points or more in a game. It's just incredible to think about. There's a disparity between the haves versus the haves. You know, we look at Clarion, Carr City, and District 9, if you want to have an example, or Kane and Kerwinsville as another example tonight. And then you look around the state. I mean, last week, Archbishop Wood played West Catholic. West Catholic's absolutely no slouch in AA. And Archbishop Wood goes out and beats them 54-6. You know, it's like, wow. I mean, there are two different tiers of halves in the state. You know,
there are. You're right there, Josh. That may be the surprising thing. You're used to seeing those scores against a good team versus a bad team. To see those scores with two teams that you think are pretty good, Carson City Clarion is an example, Kane, yeah. Kerwinsville tonight, another example, two teams that you think are both really pretty good football teams, and then to have a lopsided score like that against two good teams like that is really something that's unheard of. And frankly, so is the scoring. You know, when I start looking around and you go back to the 90s and the 80s, and offenses are so much further ahead today than they were 20 years ago.
Yeah. No, they are. I mean, and that's not just because of the fact that, you know, we were seeing a lot more spread in Pennsylvania than we ever have. I mean, teams have always traditionally been running oriented offense, even if they run the I or the multiple I or some variation where they mix in more passing. Pennsylvania has always been a run oriented state. We're seeing a little more passing. We're seeing a little more spread. We're seeing a little more of that, you know, shotgun five wide empty backfield stuff. You're seeing scoring increase from that. You're also seeing scoring increase, too. A lot of teams are really specializing. You know, they have a lot of those good skill guys, a lot of speed. That's tougher for high school defenses and defensive schemes to take away, I guess is the right word. Because, you know, you think you have a scheme for it, you think you have a matchup for it, and then, oh, they find a hole. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're out-scheming each other, you know, from the offensive versus the defensive standpoint. And then, too, you know, you look at it from when you get a team that's just really good and can do everything really, really well, and you have that special group, that special senior class or something, like look at a Wyatt missing last year, look at Coatesville, you know, look at, you know, an Aliquippa that had a really good team, even though they were junior-oriented, you know what I'm saying? But it's a combination of the scheme, coaching, speed, and talent. It's all four of those mixed into one. And it's producing some eye-popping numbers. I mean, last year, Chris, we had eight teams finish a season with 600 points scored or more. That actually, I believe, set a new single-season state record. When you consider,
hey Josh,
you just
hit one of my pet peeves, Josh.
What's that?
It's not a new record. A record, by definition, is new.
Yeah, that's true. I'm being redundant, and in which case, you know, hard to control live on the air.
It is. And hey, Josh, we've got to let you go because we need to take a break. We appreciate the great candor again tonight. This is a great segment. Folks, if you haven't checked out PAFootballNews.com, go to www.PAFootballNews.com. It's fantastic. Josh, tell people what your Twitter handle is.
My Twitter handle is @FunkPAF, @Funk_PAFB. And if you cannot find it, it's #Andy's fault.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Josh, for joining us here on the GR Cellular Hotline. You're listening to the Triple R Roadhouse Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know.
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Buffalo Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on T9Sports.com. Brought to you by the Buffalo Roadhouse by All American Awards and Engraving, Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, CUA, by GR Cellular, by Galbraith Furniture, by Carly Tire, by the Bowers Insurance Agency, and by Bowers Furniture. Our Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on BeatUpSports.com. I'm Dustin Kuyper. Chris Rossetti of Andy Close in the studio with us tonight as well. As we take a look at that All-American and Engraving Louisville School tonight, the first game of the Saturday game. We are complete with our school for the week. Football, but you can look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard if they just didn't have anything to do. It's brought to you by All American Awards and Engraving. They put just about anything on just about everything at All American Awards and Engraving. AllAmericanAwardsAndEngraving.com. The AML News, John Sheffield. Thursday night game as part of the Autumn Leaf Festival in Clarion. It was Clarion beating Union 62-0 in the KSAC Small School Division. Time now to head out once again on the GR Cellular Hotline. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. Visit GR Cellular or one of their three locations in Clarion, Seneca, or Titusville to see how GR Cellular can save you money. We talk with Andy Brickley. He is one of the stat guys for the Clearfield radio crew, and Andy, we appreciate you taking your time once again to join us here tonight. Clearfield continues to roll now, 5-0 on the season, a 49-13 victory over Central Mountain. Give us a little idea of how this game played out for the Bison.
No problem, guys. Great to be on the show again. Tonight was a great night for the Clearfield Bison as they moved to a 5-0. Coming into the game, I guess our talk here with the Perf Media crew, we're looking at a 1-3 Central Mountain team, and we knew that the 1-3 record was no indicator of what we were about to face tonight. In the first half, well, I guess first of all, a 1-3 Central Mountain is a quad A school, you know, with losses to State College, Mifflin County, and Williamsport. So they're playing quad A schools. So here we have Clearfield coming up, triple A, a little bit concerned about what we're about to face. You know, the first half was a tight ball game. It was a great smash mouth ball game. I believe we held them to, I think Clearfield held Central Mountain to 5 offensive yards in the first quarter. They had 5 rushing yards and no passing yards. And their quarterback, Bryce Pittner, for the Wildcats, was 0-for-10. Now, the kid was making nice passes. I think some of the receivers just had a case of nerves. Didn't seem to be pulling anything down. But in that first half, Clearfield held Central Mountain to 30 total offensive yards. And Clearfield, by the way, in the first half had 174 yards. So a decent showing there. And that score at halftime was 14-0.
There was a late Clearfield touchdown in that first half, too, to make it 14-0, wasn't there, Andy?
That's right. With 1:15 on the clock, Christian Leser, the quarterback there, had an 11-yard keeper, good for 6. And that was, we talked about that on air, too. We think that was a definite turning point in momentum, because when the kids came back in the third quarter to start the third quarter, you know, we scored rather quickly. The Bisons in the third quarter scored with 10 minutes and 36 seconds on the clock to make it 21-0, and you can sort of see the heads dropping now on the Wildcats football players.
So, Andy, quick, you know, obviously that game then took off from there, but as I look at it, you know, we've talked a lot about what's going on offensively with Clearfield and things like that. Let's flip the coin a little bit to the defense. It looks like the defense is getting stronger and stronger as the season goes on. Would you concur with that assessment, or am I a little bit off base there?
I would absolutely concur. The defense won the game tonight. You have a defense, you know, holding a quad A team to a 187 total yards in the game. That's saying something. We have a lot of young guys on the defensive line, and as we said on air tonight, you know, the unsung heroes, the defensive line, the offensive line, they won the football game tonight. Our defensive line gave no time for good passes, gave no time for runs. I mean, they shut Central Mountain offense down.
How has Christian Leser looked on defense? We talk a lot about what he's doing offensively, which is fantastic stuff, but we all know that he was actually recruited by Boston College to play on the defensive side of the football. Sometimes stats can be a little deceiving, and I think he's averaging something like 4 tackles a game going into tonight, but how has he looked defensively this year?
Absolutely. Christian Leser was playing a back pocket corner. He was all over the receivers, shutting them down. And again, you know, you're looking at an 0-for-10 in the first half as far as completions go, and Christian Leser has a lot to do with that. He was also blitzing well. He's involved in about every play. I mean, defensively, he is as strong, if not stronger, than he is on offense.
And I want to talk about a freshman, Seth Caldwell. You know, at some schools, especially in Class A, it's not all that unusual to find a freshman making big contributions. At Clearfield, that's a whole other story. I mean, I don't even think Andrew Janoco or Dave Richards made impacts like this as freshmen. Talk about the what Seth Caldwell is doing, and is the sky the limit for this kid?
Absolutely. Seth Caldwell is my favorite player, hands down. I try to talk him up every game. He's exciting. Coach Janoco of the Clearfield Bisons talked to us after the game on air and said, you know, the football just seems to find Seth. Tonight, Seth had 3 carries for 51 yards, okay? And he also had a fumble recovery on the 45, and he ran it back 55 yards for a touchdown. The kid is exciting. We've actually nicknamed him Seth the Jet Caldwell. He's fast. He's slippery. He's a blast, and the kid's a freshman. I can only hope he stays healthy, because we're going to say his name a lot of times in the next 3 years of football.
There's no question. I mean, you know, we've all taken notice on this show and at D9Sports.com, him and Seth Drummond at Otto Eldred are 2 freshmen, both named Seth. Must be something in the water right now with the first name Seth and being a freshman. But they're clearly the top 2 rookies in District 9 right now. I don't think there's anybody even close.
Hands down, I agree with you 100%. Seth had 2 touchdowns tonight. I mean, for a freshman, I don't know how many touchdowns he's up to. He must be at 4 or 5 now for the season. Just an impressive kid to watch, and again, he just adds a lot of excitement to the game. And getting a lot more touches on the ball now. You know, the coaches have a lot more faith in a freshman Seth Caldwell.
Hey, Andy, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule tonight to join us on the GR Cellular Hotline. Hopefully we'll talk to you in a couple more weeks.
Absolutely. Clearfield heads to Bellefonte next week, so just check me out at Brickstat. I'll keep you posted.
No problem, and definitely do that. We've been doing that since we talked to you a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Been great. I appreciate the opportunity, fellas.
All right, thanks a lot, Andy. We appreciate your time, as Chris said. And that was Andy Brickley from the First Media Radio Group as one of the Clearfield broadcast crew members from that crew as well. We certainly appreciate his time in joining us this evening on the GR Cellular Hotline as we take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard and look at the standings as well. As we start with the AML North, it was Sheffield 21, Cattersport 20, Otto Eldred 12, Port Allegheny 0, Smethport 35, Cameron County 18. So, Chris, what does that mean standings-wise in the AML North?
In the AML North, we have a first-place tie through 5 weeks. Sheffield is at 2-0 in the North, 3-2 overall, as is Smethport, 2-0, 3-2 overall. Cattersport drops to 1-1, 3-2 overall. Otto Eldred, first win of the season, they go to 1-1 in the conference, 1-4 overall. Cameron County is 0-2, 1-4, as is Port Allegheny, 0-2 and 1-4 after those two fantastic seasons. It's been a long season for the Gators so far.
In the AML South, in a battle of unbeaten teams overall, of course, Kerwinsville had yet to play an AML South game within the division, but it saw Kane jump up early, held on, 42-8, final score. Kane beats Kerwinsville. Ridgeway 40, Brockway 20, and in non-conference play, Elk County Catholic falls to St. Joseph's Catholic Academy in Bowlesburg, 44-12. And I got to say, very impressed with one of the radio stations, 98.9 The River. They're good friends of ours. Not one of our affiliate stations, but good friends of ours. They've done some great stuff for us, helped promote us. Gary Mitchell, the broadcaster for The River, they have no press box. Well, they have a press box there, but they haven't shown that it's up to code yet. And so he's broadcasting the entire game tonight from the sideline, and I believe just walking on the sideline with the cell phone. That's not easy to do. As a person who has done a lot of play-by-play, I commend him for his efforts this evening. That's pretty impressive right there, folks.
That's dedication.
But those are your scores from the AML South. Chris, what does it mean?
Well, it means that we have a little bit of a surprise at the top of the standings. Not so much in Kane, which I think we all expected 2-0, 5-0, but Ridgeway with that big upset win over Brockway. And I don't think, Andy, there's any way to call it other than an upset.
Brockway is a team that most people felt was a favorite in the AML South coming into the season, and Ridgeway, I mean, wow, what can you say? That co-op with Johnsonburg working out pretty good so far. Chris, I want to ask you a question. What does having an athlete like Cameron Grumley do for that Ridgeway team?
It has to do a lot for that Ridgeway team. You know, Cameron Grumley didn't start the season with him, came out after week one, and had 115 yards receiving last week, had an interception on defense. We all know from basketball what he did for Johnsonburg, taking him all the way to the state championship game in basketball along with Cole Peterson, what kind of athlete he has. And when you put an athlete into the mix in Class A like that, it makes them a dangerous team. And they're now 2-0, 3-2 overall. Kerwinsville drops to 0-1. They're 4-1 overall. Elk County Catholic 0-1, 0-5 overall, and Brockway a surprising 0-2, 3-2 overall.
Hey, just make note of this, folks. Week number 8, it's Friday, October 18th, is the Ridgeway Kane game.
My birthday.
How about that? It's my birthday, too. That's not true. My birthday's in March. I was lying.
Our wives share birthdays, though.
Yeah, they do, and that's coming up soon. Thank you for reminding me of that, Chris. That's if we get to the show, I think it's week number 7, which is October 11th. If we get to that show, remind me that my wife's birthday was the day before. I won't be in trouble if that happens. But that's week number 8, October 18th, Ridgeway and Kane. So mark that one on your calendars, folks. How about Ridgeway at Kerwinsville, week number 7, October 11th? There are a lot of pretty exciting games coming up in the AML South. Let's continue on with the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard as we take a look now in District 10, Region 5. We had Dubois over Bradford, 59-0. Oil City beat Warren tonight, 41-28. We did mention this briefly a few minutes ago, earlier in the show, actually. It's been a while ago, that Oil City's record changed a bit, as did Bradford's, throughout this week, as it was determined that Oil City had used an ineligible player in their earlier season game against Bradford. So, Bradford picks up a forfeit victory from week two, Andy?
Week two, that's correct. That's really a shame for Oil City, a team that is a major player in District 10 this year.
Yeah.
The Bradford game obviously was not very competitive, 49-0. And it's unfortunate that a kid who played just three plays and didn't really factor into the outcome of the game, causes that. But rules are rules, and that, you know, you got to follow them.
You do what's right. We don't have a score on Erie East at Slippery Rock, Meadville at Erie Central, those games not included.
We do have a score, actually.
Great.
We Perfect. Have Slippery, thanks to D10 football, the District 10 football Twitter account. They also have a league lineup site that's like leaguelineup.com/welcome/a lot of other stuff that can't get into right now. But anyhow, Slippery Rock beat Erie East 66-6. So they were all over Erie East. See, do we have a Warren score in there?
Oil City 41, Warren 28.
Warren 28, yep.
And I'll tell you what, getting back to Dubois in that District 10 Region 5, there's obviously clear separation there. You know, Bradford along with Franklin and Meadville down. But that is really a four-horse race. When you look at Oil City getting a big win over Warren tonight, handing Warren their first region loss. You look at Slippery Rock, the lone unbeaten in that region. Dubois and Warren, both with one loss. That's really shaping up to be an interesting race over there in District 10.
District 10 Region 5 looks like this then. Slippery Rock 2-0 in the conference, 5-0 overall. 2-1 in the conference, Warren, Oil City, and Dubois. You see Warren at 4-1 overall, Oil City, Dubois at 3-2. 1-3 is Bradford in the conference, 2-3 overall. Franklin 0-1, 1-4, Meadville. No score on
that one,
or do you have one?
Yeah,
okay.
I do have that score
Great.
As well. They lost to Erie Central Tech 27-21.
So they're 0-2, 1-4. In the KSAC Large School Division, Brookville 20, Montauk 14, St. Mary's 12, Punxsutawney 6, non-conference play, Karn City 62, Franklin 7. So Karn City is 2-0 in the conference, or in the division, rather. Brookville, St. Mary's 2-1, Punxsutawney and Montauk 0-2. Karn City, Brookville, St. Mary's all 4-1 overall, Punxsy 2-3. Montauk is 0-5. KSAC Small School Division last night, Clarion 62, Union nothing. Clarion Limestone over Keystone tonight, 48-20. Red Bank Valley 45, AC Valley 12. So, in the KSAC Small School Division, Clarion 3-0, Red Bank 3-0. Clarion Limestone 2-1, Union 1-2, AC Valley 0-3, Keystone 0-3. Overall, sees Clarion at 5-0, and Red Bank Valley follows them at 3-2. 2-3 for Clarion Limestone, 1-4 for Union, 0-5, 0-5 for AC Valley and Keystone. And finally, in the Mountain League, saw Clearfield defeat Central Mountain. Actually, this was non-conference play, 49-13. Central Martinsburg over Bald Eagle Area, 33-14. It was Tyrone 53, Belfont 6, Huntington 34, Penns Valley 28, and also in non-conference play, Chestnut Ridge 24, Phillipsburg Osceola 7. So Clearfield stays at 5-0 overall, 3-0. I guess it was a non-conference game, so their conference record remains at 3-0. Central Martinsburg and Tyrone at 4-1. They're 3-1 in the conference. Overall record of 3-2 for Bald Eagle Area, 2-1 in the conference. 2-3 record overall for Huntington. They're 2-2 in that conference. 1-4 record for Phillipsburg Osceola. They stay at 1-2 in the conference. Penns Valley is 1-4 overall, 0-4 within the Mountain League, and 0-5 record for Belfont, 0-3 within the conference there. We wrap up the show. Coming up after this, a quick 2-minute timeout. And then
we've got Rich Rhodes.
All right, we'll finish up the show with Rich Rhodes. It's coming up after this on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
And always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience, ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on BeatNightSports.com. Dustin Kite and Chris Rosetti, ladies and gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the history, the long, long history of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, now 5 weeks in, we have all four members of the D9Sports.com crew. Did I say five members?
No, you said four.
I said four. Good. Okay, all four members of the D9Sports.com
math
crew.
Teacher, folks.
Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rosetti, Andy Close, and now Rich Roach joins us on the GR Cellular Hotline to wrap up the show tonight. So, Rich, you were out at the Brookville game tonight, Brookville and Monita, and Brookville with the 20-14 victory tonight.
That's exactly right, but I'd appreciate it if you called it. I'm coming in for the save, and you should have played Enter Sandman in honor of Mariano Rivera. I feel like I'm closing the show, so, you know, you missed on the music. That's all right. I'll, you know, I'm.
You can't even get me, like, funk-type music for Josh Funk.
I'm worried about licensing issues, Rich.
I am
30-second clips I don't think you have to worry about.
No, I'm 8 months older than Mariano Rivera, so, you know.
Well, then you're retired already.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at Brookville Monita, and frankly, those two teams are pretty close. It really came down to the second half. It was 14-6 Monita. They scored their first possession of the second half to go up 14-6. They're at the Brookville 28, first and 10. Cody Skyver fumbles ball away. First play from scrimmage. Brookville does a flea flicker, and McGrainer throws a 70-yard pass to Braden Smith. So they're up. They tie the game at 14. Next possession. They force a Monita punt. Monita had a bad snap, barely got the punt away. Next drive, Brookville scores to go up 20-14 on a 4th-and-5 run from the 6. Roman goes in from 6 yards out, 20-14, game over. A couple defensive stands. Braden Smith, great game for him tonight. Two interceptions. He had that big 70-yard catch. He had a 42-yard reception to set up that game, the go-ahead touchdown there, and then he made a big tackle on 4th-and-2 when Monita had the ball at the midfield there with about 2.5 left. So, yeah, Brookville takes a win. Roman ran for 117. Zach Roman ran for 117 on 27 carries. And it wasn't easy for the Raiders tonight, but four turnovers by Monita. Cody Skyver, I liked what he was doing, but he frankly turned the ball over too much. Ran for 106, threw for 127, but threw for three interceptions and fumbled that ball away. So the Raiders just a little bit better tonight. Monita, 105 yards in penalties. What else do you need to know?
Is this just going to be what Brookville is this year? I mean, they're 4-1, but it's like an ugly 4-1, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could. To be fair, Monita came in 0-4, and there'd be a lot of teams in D9 0-4 with the four teams that Monita played. So, to be fair to the Warriors, that you know they're maybe good as a lot of D9 teams. They just have started off with a tough, you know, tough four games, and then a game that you could almost call it a coin flip tonight.
You know, it's amazing Monita since winning the District 9 title, and we talked about this off the air, Rich, a couple years ago. They've won one game. They're 1-13 in the last two seasons.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. What that says is it's the battle for the best of the rest. Carn City and Kane in Double A, and whoever else is after that. It doesn't really matter. I don't know. Obviously Brookville wants a crack at somebody, but I'm guessing they know they have to keep playing better.
Rich, I have a question for you. Week 6 next week, right? As we wrap up the show here, last question, we'll get you on and rested here tonight. Are we allowed to start talking about the playoffs next week?
Yes. Next week, yes.
Next week, but not this week.
Absolutely.
I'm not allowed to talk about the playoffs.
You're talking
in the final
about
minute.
Right now.
Yeah, we are talking about the playoffs. This is week 5. Week 6, after week 6, you start going with that. So, yeah.
All right. I just wanted to get your approval on it before we planned out our show for week number six next week.
I got to defer to the old man, right?
Of course, our planning of the show generally occurs, what, Chris, at 9:28, 9:29?
Well, it occurred at like 9:29 and 30 seconds.
I was going to say after the show has started.
When I hear that 30 seconds till airtime, it's like, oh, man, I got to get through
this. We should probably do something here. But, hey, Rich, we appreciate you joining us again tonight.
Hey, we'll see you again sometime.
All right, Rich Rose from Needinesports.com, the Jeffersonian Democrat, the leader vindicator out of New Bethlehem. Big thank you to him for joining us tonight as well. Always appreciate his insights, and we'll be bringing him on every week probably for the rest of the season, because as we analyze the playoffs coming up, we'll certainly utilize his insights on that as well. And, hey, that is coming up next week. We can probably start looking a little bit at the playoff implications of some of these games, and certainly the last couple of weeks of the season, that will be a big focus of our show here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. That's going to do it for us here tonight. The Clarion Mall. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. A big thank you to all those folks who joined us here tonight. John Caden from the Clarion Area Bonfest joining us in studio. We have Tyler Keppel, quarterback for the Cardinals, and Gremlins, Josh Holmes from the Pennsylvania Football News. Andy Brickley from the Clarion Area Bonfest, and the Clarion Area Bonfest as well. Triple R Roadhouse. Tonight for Andy Close joining us in the studio tonight as well. My broadcast partner Chris Rose, editor Chuck Hager, thank you so long. You've been listening to Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show at D9Sports.com. See you next week, week number 6.